Curiosity. What are you so curious about?
Everything.
Mr. Curiosity.
Hi, folks. I am Joe Snedeker, otherwise known as Mr. Curiosity. To my right, we have the great digital director, Sean Dunn.
Oh, but great.
And over there in the distance, we have John Meyer. And now we have the new person here, taking Mindy's spot, Valeria Quiñones. Dun, 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 dun.
Hello.
I feel like I'm talking to you through a bag.
Through the bag.
That sounded great, I'm sure.
So you have to be honest with us now.
Okay.
Do you know anything about Brown Bag Monday, the podcast?
No.
Which makes it even better.
I've seen the thumbnails. I've seen all that stuff, but I don't.
You don't know what happens here?
No.
Could this be a trap and we're here to get your social security number and we're going to steal your identity? You just fell into a trap.
Very likely.
It may feel that way by the end.
It may be the same.
So what we normally do is people email questions right there, brownbag@wnep.com. They're weird questions, but they don't have to be. Something you're wondering about the TV business, something you're wondering about John Meyer's hair, something you're wondering about meteorological principles. It could be anything. And they email to brownbag@wnep.com. Keep them coming, people. And we answer them here. But Valeria, they're all crumbled up in little balls there. Some of them are years old. Some of them are just put in there last week. Some of them relate to nothing. Others to specific things.
So they
keep, be afraid. Be very afraid.
So they keep piling up as people send them
Turn over there. Look at there's a whole bag over there of questions that have not even been put in.
Oh, my goodness.
Those are extras.
That's a lot.
But I want to tell – we're going to get to know her quick. So we'll do 5 minutes of your life. The first thing I want to tell everyone, when I first met you, I said, Valeria, she seems so friendly and bubbly and nice. Can I just call you Val? And she got a weird look on her face. She goes, no.
Good for you.
Yeah.
No Val, right?
No.
Hey, put the foot down right away.
I like just Valeria.
You're
right. It's a beautiful name.
Thank you.
It is a beautiful name, but Val and Valeria are two totally different things.
Isn't that different?
It's completely different.
I feel like the vibe changes.
It
have
does
people
change.
People called you Val, like
yeah,
as a nickname.
You probably hate it.
Sometimes when I'm somewhere new, people don't know me. They're like Val, and I'm like, hi. I'll just go with it.
Of course, you go with it. Yeah.
Could you think of another name, gang? Like where, if you shorten it, it seems okay, but it's totally different.
Like the vibe is a complete
change. Yeah, I can't.
I don't know. Yours is a pretty dramatic
change. It's dramatic.
Yeah. Val.
Yeah. I mean, I don't make you call me Joseph.
No.
Joe.
You're not a Joseph.
He's a Joe.
All right. So I hate to say this, Valerie, but tell us when you were born. Valerie, did I just say it? Valeria, tell us when you were born because it's going to ruin all of our days.
I was born in 2001.
Oh, look at you. Look at that. 2001.
Yeah. That was just like yesterday.
That was like yesterday. The turn of the century.
Oh my gosh. Did you have kids in 2001?
I had three kids in 2001.
All right. You did.
Well, she's about as old as my daughter.
Okay.
Yeah,
because
my daughter was born in 2000.
Okay.
So you can call me dad, grandpa, whatever you want. I don't know.
Okay.
I guess technically, let's see. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can almost be a grandfather to you. Anyway.
Yeah.
So,
Grandpa Joe.
Yeah, so give us more. Born where?
So I was born in Puerto Rico,
okay.
And then I lived there for about 3 years, and then my parents, we moved to Pennsylvania, and I was raised in Bethlehem.
How do you go from Puerto Rico to Pennsylvania? What made him choose, or am I getting too nosy?
No. So my dad had family over here, and we originally moved for my sister. She needed some medical things done, and so we moved over here for her.
What year was that you moved?
We moved in 2004.
You have no deep memory of...
Kind of. I mean, my memory goes back so deep in my childhood, but sometimes I don't even remember what I ate for breakfast yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
But
so
you do have some memories of being in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, I
there.
Definitely have some memories. Yeah.
You must go back to visit all the time, or no?
Yeah, we went all the time because my mom's entire family lives over there. So we went every chance we got to visit my grandma, my cousins, and I spent my childhood going back to Puerto Rico.
Could you give us three male Pennsylvania boys a vibe of of Puerto Rico. What what we should know, what we take for granted. Here comes Mindy. Oh, she's not allowed. Something like
she's
that. I need to know.
Because
I don't even – I have a bad background in this
here
stuff. Mindy, you're not allowed. Valeria took your spot.
Please
Nobody
have a seat.
Told me there was a podcast. I've been replaced by Valeria.
No, never.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, we're recording this on the eve of a snowstorm.
Yeah, keep
I know
walking.
It's coming out next week.
Well, Valeria, you know, make sure – give him a hard time.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. And when I say him, I meant Joe.
She likes to wait. She likes to be called Val.
No.
No. Just I don't even like Puerto Rico. You vote.
Yeah.
You're a part of the country, but you're not. I don't even understand it. Help me out. School me.
So Puerto Ricans can't vote for the president.
Can.
Yeah, they can't.
Can't.
They can't.
Okay.
For the president of the United States, at least.
Cannot.
Yeah, cannot.
Got it.
But... you said something to describe?
Well, like, do you guys, do you feel like you're a part of the United States of most Puerto Ricans? Or, like, what is it?
I mean, yeah.
Because I don't even know.
Yeah.
Do you guys know
a lot
of, like, what is going on?
Like, in schools, they speak English a lot. You learn English in school.
Mm-hmm.
Most students come out of the system speaking English. If they're obviously invested in it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I guess the ambiance is really the difference there. It's really warm and not just like the temperature. It's the people, everything.
My wife loves it. She vacations down there a lot.
Yeah.
She loves it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But do you
is that just for the Bacardi? Or?
She has a relative down there and she just, I don't know. She always tries to make me go. And I'm like, just go with your sister.
Renny and I went on vacation. And
oh,
loved
did you
it.
Love it?
It is interesting how you say is you get this vibe of you're in the islands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so there's that, you know, obviously the weather's great and all that. But then there is the feel like you're in the United States.
Right.
Like you almost get the feeling like, yeah, we are still in the U.S.
Especially when you're in the city areas, it's like the U.S. basically. But when you're in the countryside, that's where it's more Puerto Rico itself. It's culture, everything, people, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. What else is like that?
The food is amazing.
Like, yeah.
You're
a food
guy. Where did you guys go?
We went before we had kids, so it's been a while.
Okay.
Because my oldest is 12.
Yeah.
So it's been a while. But yeah, we loved it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you grew up in the Lehigh Valley.
Right.
What I love to, you know, that's not far from here. But had you ever been to Scranton or
out to this area? Yeah, so when you're a little kid.
Because I grew up in Pennsylvania. And I had never been to Scranton before I got the job here.
Right.
You grew up even closer to here than I did. And
nope.
Had you ever been up here?
I never have. The only reason I knew about Scranton is because of The Office, basically.
See, what? It's amazing, isn't it?
It is.
I never traveled through Scranton, never, until I got the job here.
And now you're experiencing a whole different part of Pennsylvania. And it's a lot different, isn't it?
It is a lot different. People say, oh, you're only an hour away, so you've been around here. And I'm like, no, actually.
I know.
Well, I haven't.
What do they say? We're 20 years behind here. I don't know. There's some, I don't mean that in a bad way, mm-hmm. because there's definitely like this...
It's funny about the Lehigh Valley because it's almost like there's a wall between our viewing area and the Lehigh Valley and the Philadelphia area, which is the Blue Mountain Ridge. And sometimes you can, if you go like in the spring to Philadelphia or the Lehigh Valley,
when
and you drive through that tunnel,
there's
no green anywhere on this side of the tunnel.
I know.
You get through that tunnel and there's leaves coming out and there's flowers.
And it's sunny.
And you
because
can do
the air downslopes and
you
it's
can
10
come
degrees
out
warmer.
From Allentown
yes.
on a day like this week maybe and you go into the tunnel and there's no snow on the ground and you come out the other side and everything's all
right.
snow.
It's
like
a different
world.
It's
a transport tunnel.
Yeah. Yeah. So would you rather be reporting in Lehigh Valley or here? Tell the truth.
No,
she's going to lie to the viewers and say, I love
it here. I love the Scranton area. I love the people. But it's a nice change. It's a nice change coming out to Scranton. So I like it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, you went to Penn State, right? So you had an experience of Central Pennsylvania and stuff, too. Did you have a good experience at Penn State?
Yeah, I loved it. I really did love it. It was a good community, of course, students, everything. Everything. I loved it.
And a good broadcast experience,
mm-hmm.
too, wasn't it?
Yep. I did... broadcasting the Turner County Report there. I worked with the News Lab newsroom. That was a startup newsroom when I was at Penn State. So that it was in its first year when I was working there. And now it's in its second, third year, I think.
So you have news in your blood. You always wanted it. You always needed it.
I guess you majored
in it. And here you are.
Yep.
Did you have an interest from an early age? Or how did you end up on this path?
Not really. I never thought I would be in news, actually. But I always liked kind of entertainment, you know, being in front of... not just the camera, but being on stage.
She's a performer. a performer here. John Meyer's a performer.
In high school, but I was always a nervous kid in high school. I mean, I was outgoing with my friends and all that stuff, but I did theater my last 2 years, so I started pretty late with that. And then I did clubs, I did writing, all that stuff, but I never was centered on news.
Until you were at Penn State? Like, was it a class or something like that?
So after my first 2 years, I was thinking what I should go into, because the first 2 years I was undecided. And first I wanted to do acting. And my counselor at the time was like, you haven't prepared for this. You haven't done anything to prepare to be in the acting program. And it's competitive at Penn State, even though it's not, you know, for acting. But she was like, what else do you like to do? I was like, I like writing stories. I like storytelling. You know, I like talking to people. So she was like, what do you think about journalism? And I was like, okay, I'll go into that. And then it turned into this blossoming career.
Here you are.
And would you say you love it? She was right. She led you in the right direction.
I do love
it. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's the big question. Did you ever hear I guess you weren't. You were only in Puerto Rico until you were 2, 3, 4, so.
Yeah. I mean, I did travel back and forth all the time.
So. Okay. So if I went there now and just started walking up and down the street saying, I want pierogies, would anyone know what that means?
Probably not, but they'll help
you. No, so pierogies don't exist in Puerto Rico.
They exist.
But that's not a thing.
Do they?
Yeah, right?
I mean, you get a lot of the country, it's hard to get pierogies.
You can't even get them in Texas, never mind Puerto Rico.
And they probably wouldn't even know what they are.
They probably wouldn't, but they'll help you find something alike, something that's like it.
I was going to say, almost everywhere in the world has something similar, like their own version.
Dumplings.
Some sort of dumpling, right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You'll find something.
Like an empanada.
Wonton soup with the thing. So here you are. You love WNEP. You can't live without it. You're going to be here forever. You're going to be as old as me here and retire.
We'll see.
Good answer. Good answer.
All right,
do you think anyone at that age, though?
They would say,
no one in your age group, though, that was just like, this is going to be the job I'm going to have for the rest of my career.
I mean, 4 years ago, I wasn't even thinking.
No.
I was.
When our parents mostly got into jobs after college, that was just their mindset. This is my job till I retire, for a lot of them. Mm-hmm. And that's so foreign to think of now, isn't it?
Yes, I know. Yeah. My kids tell me that too. That's like
it's
like insulting to them now that you work at the same place forever.
Really?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Your generation, yes, they're like,
it's insulting.
Yeah, they're like, no, you got to move on. You got to do different things.
That's funny.
Which is okay.
But I do remember, I mean, the thought of, because when I first started in TV, now this is going back 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And some of the people at the station I started at that had been there for 30, 40 years. And I was like, oh, my God.
I know, right?
I can't imagine being at the same TV station for more than 20 years. And now I've been at WNEP for 21 years.
Yeah, and time
passes. So it does change as you grow older. Mm-hmm. But I get it now. You're not thinking this far in advance, that's for sure.
Well, we better get to the questions. Before we get to that, I have one quick question as a science nerd. Did you ever hear of the Arecibo telescope? It's in Puerto Rico.
Yes.
It's built into the mountain.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think it's defunct now. Mm-hmm. But did you ever see it?
No, I've never seen
it. It's a radio telescope actually built into the mountain.
Oh, cool.
It's the largest dish.
It looks like a giant satellite.
Dish built into the mountain, so you don't have to support it with anything. Mm-hmm. That thing is legendary.
It's been in a lot of movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think a few James Bond movies, at least one. Nice. I think.
I have no idea. Yeah.
So you've been there?
I haven't been there.
Oh,
I
you
haven't
seen
it.
Yeah, okay. All right. So now I'm giving you a very important thing.
A bell?
She doesn't know. We should have just ignored the bell.
She's going to be offended. If you pick a question that makes you uncomfortable, you hit the bell, you move on, nothing's ever
said. We say nothing about it.
We say nothing about it.
Okay.
But we strongly encourage you to not hit the bell.
Okay. Has anyone ever?
You're going to read some questions and they may not be, because we haven't read these.
Okay.
Appropriate?
Yeah.
Okay. They may just make you uncomfortable.
The bell has been rung.
It has been rung.
Okay.
All right. Brownbag@WNEP.com. Get your questions in. Valeria's going to start us off and reach in there and pick out a question. Dun. Now, are you going to go deep, shallow? Where
she
are you going
go
with
shallow.
This?
I'm not sure she has the reach.
I'm going to go.
Oh, she's seen
deep.
Mindy. This is why you're better than Mindy. Mindy just picks from the top. No, I'm just kidding.
So these could be as old as...
I think most of them are fairly new, but some of them
you just scan it over first.
Okay.
Just to make sure that it's appropriate. I'm making sure she knows all the rules.
I think she's already taking too much care in this. You should already be into it. You should already be...
These have never been reviewed?
Not really.
Okay. I don't say where they're from?
Yeah, you can say whatever you want. Whatever you want. I bet it's going to say from Travis. Or no.
It doesn't say Travis.
Oh, Travis is a frequent flyer.
Frequent flyer, yep. All right, what do you got? Is it worth it? Is it worth your time?
I mean, it's not really a question.
Tick tock, tick tock. Just we got to get to it. Okay. Yeah,
it says, on the Brady Bunch, Jan had a secret admirer who sent her a locket. At the end of the episode, you realize it was Alice, the maid, who sent it to Jan because Jan was a middle child. And Alice was a middle child, too. So she let Jan know she knows how it feels to be the child in the middle.
I know why that was. I think that was sent to me because remember last week, John, I said that I had a secret admirer. There's a viewer who said she's a secret admirer on TalkBack. Yeah. And then I said, secret admirer? Wasn't there a Brady Bunch episode based on the secret admirer?
So that was it.
They're answering that.
So this
Here's
is for
a generational
you.
Question.
Yeah, do you know the Brady Bunch at all?
What? No,
no, no.
I'm done.
So that's something that I actually wondered.
No, I'm out.
No.
Joe, come back. I actually wondered this about the Brady Bunch.
Joe left
He'll
the scene.
Back. Don't pay any attention. He'll be back.
He can't help himself.
He's just staring, looking through the window.
Yeah.
But so when the Brady Bunch was on when I was little, and I watched it all the time. Sean, did you watch it?
Yeah.
It was then more than 10 years old.
Right.
I know.
And I wondered, there had to be a point where
now it's here.
Young people would no longer watch the Brady Bunch, and I think we've arrived at that.
I'm going to ask my kids when I go home if they know the Brady Bunch for Thanksgiving.
Is it like Friends now?
You never even heard that show?
I've heard of it.
Okay, so you're at least aware of it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Could you picture any of the characters, the scene, the squares, the...
No.
No. This is great.
I needed to do my research.
You can't name a character because you read that now, but you
would
know.
Well, just, just because
you
wouldn't
know any.
No.
The Brady Bunch. Dun, 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 dun. Does that mean anything to you?
Yeah.
Now, are you a middle child? Do you have any siblings?
So I'm the youngest of two.
Okay.
My older sister, Paola, she's 20. No, she's actually going to be 30.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Are you guys familiar with
because,
this?
Because Joe, maybe you could vouch for this too because you have three kids. Do you see almost a middle child syndrome, like with your middle?
I think a lot of times
from the open of the show.
He's showing her a picture of the Brady Bunch.
No. I don't.
But I think it's forced a lot of times. You want to fit the paradigm, so you. It's almost like same thing people do with horoscopes. You will find interesting conversation this afternoon, and it will be a lucky day. And then you match your circumstances to meet the fortune. I think that's what a lot of people do.
So if you look at the middle child and you're like, oh,
they're supposed to do this. And oh, yeah, I guess. I don't know how valid it is.
True.
Yeah. So
confirmation bias.
Yeah, it's a lot of confirmation.
What you realize with three kids is that the personalities are so dramatically different. Like each one, everyone realizes.
They're all different because of, genetics. And I don't know how. Wait, John, do you remember, though, when I didn't know this, that Jan had a secret admirer because she felt out like an outcast. And then do you know that Alice then pretended I didn't know that.
I didn't remember that episode.
Yeah, so Alice did that just to make her feel good. She really didn't have a secret admirer.
But then what happened when she found out that it was Alice?
Do you know?
Was it even worse than just...
Yeah, Alice was a middle child too.
Now she can't trust Alice.
Yeah, that's
talking about how Alice...
Traumatic.
When Joe found out about his secret admirer, the gift he got from his secret admirer, we had to take down, but that's another whole story. Sorry. All right,
here we go.
Here we go.
See how John's getting right into it. That was a good question, though. So we're moving on. You can answer this one, too. It doesn't have to necessarily be for John Meyer.
This is from Rob.
Big Rob.
Are you going to do anything fun with the interns at the end of the summer like you've done before? In the past, you had a slip and slide and a dunk tank.
Wow. So that must be an older question. Not older, but at least that's related to like spring and summer. So
yeah, it was
Valeria, would you believe we would have interns here at WNEP? We'd get 5, 6, 7 of them every spring.
Wow.
From area colleges. And I would take them in the backyard and mess with them. We had interns slip and slide. We had intern Olympics once because it was Olympic year. Just nutty stuff. And we would mock them and have fun with them, and they loved it. Boy, have times changed.
Yeah. Wow.
I can see now all these snowflakes getting offended, number one. And number two, management would never allow it because they'd slip and fall and break an ankle, and then it'd be a lawsuit. So
how long ago was that?
That was in the early 2000s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe mid – were you?
I was here.
You were
for some of these.
Yeah.
But we would have so many interns. They'd just be roaming the newsroom.
They'd be all around the newsroom.
All around.
I love that.
And like you as a reporter, you would have an intern with you all the time.
Okay.
They would just be rotating through.
Like shadowing?
With the interns, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes the interns would be like, there'd almost be like a row of ducklings just working their way. There'd be like the leader intern and they'd all would follow. You would just see this little line of interns like
that's so funny.
Meandering through the newsroom.
And what's the update now? interns have to be paid or something? What is that, like, universal?
Didn't that come down? That's like law, isn't it?
I think, yeah.
To me, that is, I'm such an old guy. Because
they used to
so
just
ridiculous.
Get college credit.
Yeah. Right, right.
And then that would that be an internship.
So did you intern?
Labor laws.
No.
You did
I
not
never
intern
did an
anywhere.
Internship. No.
I just don't think there are as many now.
Yeah, it seems like it's not a thing anymore.
I just worked at the news lab instead of an internship. That was what I did for
and
my
And I do
internship.
Think that's what colleges are doing a lot of, mm-hmm. is that because they can't go intern at TV stations for an art
right.
business,
right.
the colleges themselves have these newscasts and
right.
all that kind of stuff.
Right, yep.
What are your feelings on that, John? Do you think they should we go back to the old way, not be
I
paid?
I thought internships was great. It was a great way to learn
How could it
what
not?
We
yeah.
do. And then so many interns ended up getting jobs here.
That's what I was going to say.
Lots of interns. Yeah. So there was a right. fresh pool of talent.
It had to be
to
one
from.
Bitter, spoiled intern that didn't get paid and had a lawsuit and ruined it for everybody.
I remember one of my school's requirements was that our internship couldn't be paid.
Oh,
so
really?
It wasn't even like
– I know.
It had to be an unpaid internship.
Well, do they do these things now called when I was getting my science degree, I also got a teaching certificate and I had a student teach. So for 5 months, I was at a school teaching science.
Wow.
There's still student teaching, isn't
well,
there?
Do
I think
they
still do that.
Do they get paid?
I don't know.
Good question.
I know.
Because that's
kind of
like an internship.
I had friends and coworkers that had internships still. I don't know if they were paid, but I know they still had internships.
Student teaching is a big deal. Internship. These things are great. We were talking about that before the podcast. We need more hands-on.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a foot in the door. I mean, my first job was out of an internship. I got hired during my internship.
Right.
So, I mean.
Plus, you can tell who the lazy jerks are during the internship, and then you don't hire them.
Yeah, and you make those connections.
You really got a feel for who would be a good employee here and who definitely would not.
Yeah.
Because there were some that definitely would not.
No, Valeria's not a lazy jerk.
No, she's
I
great.
Hope not.
Just kidding. Go ahead,
Sean.
Is that me?
Yep.
A good one. I can just.
You can tell that's a good one.
Just tell.
You can tell.
Maybe I should have gotten from the top.
No, don't.
No, you got a good one. It wasn't a question, but it's still
your secret admirer with Jan and Alice was awesome because I forgot about that.
See,
episode.
What a lot of this is that it just spurs random conversation
right.
about
we're
really
go in different
random
directions.
Things.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is from Mike from Hanover Township, and he wants to know what is the proper way to pronounce applicable.
I just said it, Mike.
I think there's only one way, is there not?
See? Now do you see the beauty of this?
Applicable? People do say
applicable.
We should say anything. Let's go in order right. now.
Okay.
So you're saying what?
I'm saying applicable.
I'm trying to think of what I would say. All right. That's applicable. Applicable. I think I've said both. Valeria?
I think I've said applicable. I think I've said applicable before.
It's my first thing would be applicable.
Really?
Is the first thing that would
but
come
you could
to my
say
mind.
Applicable.
Is there a difference?
That sounds smoother.
I don't know.
You know what?
We're going to go to the lips. Applicable sounds better, but I feel like I say applicable.
Whatever his name was from Hanover
Mike.
Township. Mike from Hanover
Are you
Township.
Google Translate?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mike from Hanover Township could have Google translated this.
Yeah.
But instead, it was a brown bag question.
That's why it's.
And now we're wondering.
That's why it's great to get this. I love the. So here's the lips. Here it is. What do you think it's going to be?
Applicable.
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 I think that sounds smoother. Like
yeah,
if you're
well,
reading
one more time,
it,
the case.
That sounds
well,
smoother.
She has such a way of saying things.
Applicable.
Applicable.
There you go.
Applicable.
Is applicable just wrong then?
Well, now, though, yeah, right.
Applicable.
Wait, what?
Applicable.
It's saying applicable.
Right.
Applicable.
Applicable.
Yeah.
I heard applicable. I'm so confused.
No, it's applicable.
Applicable.
But you heard applicable?
Yeah.
Applicable.
It's like the
Your
green
brain.
Dress.
Applicable.
Did you guys ever see the green
oh,
dress?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Applicable.
Or blue dress, I think it was.
Applicable.
Applicable.
It doesn't
applicable.
Give options. It doesn't.
No,
it doesn't
it's
have
just the
like,
blue lips. Oh, that's all.
Different areas.
All right.
Wait, I could do it in slow. I've never done slow. Listen.
Applicable. Applicable.
It would have been funny if the slow version was the other one.
Applicable.
Applicable.
I never knew there was a slow button. I love it.
Applicable.
Oh, he's all excited about the pronunciation.
Is this going to be the drinking game for this week? Because last week, what was it? What was I don't
shimmy.
Even remember. Shimmy.
We looked up shimmy, right?
It was the shimmy episode.
There's someone sitting there right now that just took a drink and they've been waiting for us to say
someone
shimmy.
To say shimmy.
Finally. We're how many minutes in?
That's funny.
All right, Joe, your turn.
So we all screwed that one up, though. And we're all experts.
You got it right, didn't you?
Yeah, applicable.
Yeah, you got it right.
Oh, okay. I thought I was wrong after hearing all of you.
You're brilliant.
I'm a genius.
See, these are this is the beauty of Brown Bag Monday right there. I love it. All right. You're at your place of employment. You're standing near the office printer and you find that someone accidentally printed a copy of future promotions and layoffs.
Oh.
Oh my goodness.
You are on the promotion list, but some of your close coworkers are on the layoff list.
Whoa.
Do you say anything to them or you keep quiet? Is this a test to see if you are good enough? Or is this a test to see if you are good enough for the promotion?
Man, that's deep.
It's like a trap.
I thought it was deep initially. Now it's like super
Michelle
deep.
From Wilkes-Barre Township.
Wow, Michelle.
I'm trying to think. So I'm where am I?
So is it a trap?
You just went to the printer.
And they're having a copy.
One, would you tell anybody?
Yeah.
Well, they're saying it might be a test.
Well, would the reason you didn't tell anyone be because you thought it might be a test?
Yeah.
I think is...
You tell
so you see on the list that you're getting a promotion, but your friends, some of your friends are getting
laid
off.
Not getting a promotion.
Do you tell them?
Do you tell them?
Or does the thought creep in your mind, if I tell them, then this is a test.
This is a test. And now I'm not going to get the promotion because I failed the test because I shouldn't be talking about
it. But it's an office printer. How would they know who was going to stumble on that?
Yeah.
But also, like, do you want to be the one to break the news
to your friend? I know, to your friend.
That this is happening?
I seriously... I would do what I've been doing since I was in elementary school, and that is snitches get stitches.
Okay.
I'm not saying anything.
Yeah.
You're keeping it quiet.
I'm keeping it quiet. I'm not doing anything.
And what if they update the list?
Well, right.
After they printed it out.
No, it was printed out.
That was an early draft. Yeah. Now
they're like, actually.
And now it turns out they're all getting – we put the wrong titles, and it's actually
you're getting
opposite.
Laid off.
You're the one getting laid
or
off.
Or then it's found out that you told these people, and it's like – oh, yeah. And your boss is like, never mind.
Yeah. You got
a layoff list.
Yes. There's too much downside to spilling the beans.
Yeah.
Now, if you decide not to tell people, here's another one.
Okay, I'm not telling anybody.
Do you leave it there and walk away for someone else to find?
Oh, yeah. Or do
you get rid of it?
Oh, yeah.
I think I'd rather leave it there.
I think I'd leave it there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want nothing to do with it. I'd just walk away. Because what if the boss then comes to get it?
Right?
And it's gone.
Or they're like... They're like, who threw it away?
I'm getting nervous right now. Just,
Joe's already nervous.
Sweating.
I'm already nervous about the snow tomorrow. Now you got this thing on my mind.
Now, does this change, though, because you're on the promotion list, and so you wouldn't tell anyone. If you're on the fired list, are you like...
That's a good twist, Sean.
Forget this. I'm telling everybody.
I'm telling everybody.
Yeah, because now you're mad. Does that change anything?
I might tell the other people that are on it.
Yeah.
Because we're all in the same boat.
Exactly. So you have nothing to lose, basically.
What are we going to do?
Yeah.
Like, I've got this information. It's the three of us.
Yeah.
Do we say anything to the boss? Do we... Yeah, I think if...
Does that change things?
I think it would.
You're on the other list, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. That is interesting.
I can see me, too. I'd do this. I'd be like, John, take a look at this.
Just one person.
And I'm closest to the printer.
But he's a lot of times my moral compass.
So he has an accomplice.
I'll be like,
does it seem right?
I know this moral compass. That's a tough job.
Yeah, I'd be like, what do you think about this?
Joe just wants someone to throw under the bus.
John, help me out with this.
This brings up like a funny like sidebar thing is that if you do have to print something at work and it's somewhat personal, like
oh yeah.
Maybe not something that is like that or anything like that. Right. Or it's too scandalous, but you have to print something that has your personal information on it.
Right.
I get nervous about like what if it doesn't print and it gets stuck somewhere.
Or goes to another printer.
It prints later.
Or, yeah, exactly.
It'll be like your car registration or something.
Even something like that,
All right, so I had a situation at a workplace once. I'm not going to say if it's here.
Okay.
But it might be here.
You just said this is the only place you've ever worked.
You worked at Burger King.
All right, so true story. I go to the printer, and I see a copy of someone's W-2. It's tax season.
Oh, yes.
No joke. Salary and everything on there.
Oh, wow.
So
was it mine?
It's funny. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I just crumbled it up and threw it away.
You did.
And just went on with my life. Pretended I never saw it and never told anyone. So
right. didn't even look at it.
That's invasive into someone's life.
Oh, yeah.
Their
salary
is
that.
Yeah.
You know, their social security number, everything's on there.
Oh, yeah, it's on there.
And instead of me going to them, I didn't want to go to this person and say,
then they
you say you saw it.
Now you know all my private stuff.
Yeah.
And I, so I'm like, I just destroyed it. I'm
like, you got so nervous that you get rid of it.
That's funny.
Destroyed it. All right, so Valeria is up next, and you want a better question than the Brady Bunch, I can tell.
Yeah.
She wants an actual question, not an answer to something. Yeah.
Do we all pick more than once?
A couple rounds.
We go 30, 40 minutes. We never know.
I'll do this one.
You don't know anything about the Brady Bunch?
No.
The song? Any of the characters? Jan? Marsha?
No. Now I'm going to have to go ask other 20-somethings because I bet you there's a bunch that don't. You have to ask your kids.
What about the song? The Brady Bunch. Dun,
no.
Dun, dun.
I don't.
Ask Aaliyah when you go home.
I will. Similar in age to Valeria. All right.
But then there were movies that were in like the 90s, early 2000s. Those like spoof movies of it.
Okay. This says, hey, Joe, what's this alligator floss you've mentioned? My interest is piqued. Are you just using the kids' floss with a picture of an alligator on it? Thanks, Michael in Ransom.
Oh, well, I want to ask you this, too, because no one seems to know. So I mentioned many times that I floss every day, but I never use the string floss. You guys use the string floss?
I do.
No, I go out of my way. Yeah, the flossers.
Mm-hmm.
But the flossers I use, they're shaped like an alligator. It's a green alligator. Picture that. And its mouth is open. And the teeth is a string of floss.
Right.
So you put the alligator and go like that.
The flicks?
Is that what they're called, flicks?
Yeah, I think a certain brand. Flicks.
So it's just like a, it's like, it looks like a slingshot or something.
Right.
It's just a, So that's what the alligator flossers are.
Okay. But they're not actual little alligators.
They're shaped in the little alligators.
So they're using kids' floss.
Yeah, so I'm using kids' floss. Oh. I always tell my wife, buy the alligator.
Buy the alligator.
But it's all the same. Like, it's all appeal to children, but it functions the same as regular
flossers.
But wait,
now here's where it gets gross and disgusting.
Oh, boy.
We better hit the bell.
I reused them.
Oh,
what?
I knew I should have hit the bell before you said it.
What do you
you can
reuse
buy like
them?
A thousand.
I know.
For like $2.
Well, the thing is, I use it and I put it down in like this dish thing that's nearby the sink.
Yeah.
And then the next day, there it is, and I just grab it. Sometimes two, three days.
No.
Just throw it away right away.
Until it breaks.
How long does it take till it breaks?
Sometimes 2-3 days.
Oh. What? That's like how many licks to the
but
cigar
I
with Tootsie Pop?
Off.
Now you know the Tootsie Pop thing, but you don't know Brady Pop.
I'm not trying to save money. I don't know why I do that.
Don't.
Just throw
don't
it out.
Do it.
Yeah, chuck it, man.
It's probably not even working.
I'll buy you
after the second day.
No, I see them in the drawer. There's hundreds of them.
So you don't need to do this. You just do.
Cannot do
this. Is because he doesn't want to take the time to open the drawer and
grab another one.
Yeah.
We won't even tell Valeria about the
maybe they make a
loofah.
No,
let's not tell her that.
No. It's like the little tag you take when you're at the deli, but it's the flosser. Would that help you?
Yeah,
you just could
make
just
it
reach and pull
more fun to take it out.
Listen, these are my problems. I'm sorry, you guys. Okay, I'm sorry that I'm doing this to you.
All right, I'm picking
Valeria. So you're a heavy flosser?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Daily.
Yeah, nightly.
Do you guys floss all the time? Because here's
like
the
like constantly?
Like every day.
Just walking around the station.
After I eat.
Because you guys know on weekends, I give myself a floss break. And that's sad, too. I'm like, it's the weekend.
You take a floss
the alligator
break
just sits there.
Your gums have a rest.
like it's a weekend. Like, off work.
It's a cheat day.
It's a burden. I don't want to be doing this. So it's the weekend. I'm like,
as if it makes a difference, flossing when you're working and when you're not.
Yeah.
Right.
Did you guys hear the floss studies where it doesn't make a difference?
Doesn't
it? No, but tell my
hygienist
that.
I know. They can't figure it out, but it doesn't really lessen tooth decay.
What about like the plaque and buildup and stuff?
I think it doesn't do much is what I've read, but they can't quite figure it out. But I'm going to keep doing it.
This is
and reuse them.
This isn't a question.
Man, what's going on?
Are you
going
to ring the bell?
Can I ask a question? Can I get another one? Or
we just want this.
All right,
so
it's just a comment.
It's questions. It's statements. These are things people wonder about.
This is just this is from Joey, and we appreciate this, Joey.
Joey, here we go.
Hey guys, on the topic of the dishwasher, me, I don't use them. I wash them by hand only because at least I know they're clean, and I won't spend almost $1,000 on one. And lastly, I'm going to start sending questions to try to be like Travis, always being on the podcast. Joey from Scranton.
Oh, that's a great one.
It's good,
and we can read. Direct us now at Valeria. Do you where are you at with the dishwasher?
I have a dishwasher in my apartment, and I use it all the time.
Yeah, but okay. So you're about to put stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow the exact rules? Certain has to go, the plates have to go here vertically, or do you just throw everything in as long as water can hit it?
No, I put it all.
Here she is, see?
I organize it.
You're organized.
See?
Yeah.
She's mm-hmm. the org.
Mm-hmm. Because if I don't, I feel like they're not going to wash well.
It's one personality or the other.
It's the yeah.
This is
the
what
other.
We've found. This has been a topic here.
Really?
You're either the organizer or you're just a hot
yeah.
mess.
Really?
I just throw
yeah.
them all in.
I throw them all
and
in.
They
my
wash?
Wife.
Yeah.
What?
I'll even
know.
Put like
I can't do that.
Bizarre stuff on top. Just
yeah.
fork in
my,
the top. And...
My mom does like Jenga in the dishwasher.
Well, see, there's the
and
other personality.
It washes perfectly.
Well, that's what we're talking about. Jenga's a good way to say it.
Jenga's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
And that's Rennie.
Mm-hmm.
It's always like perfectly loaded.
I don't
she
know how she does it.
You're the Jenga. No, you're the Jenga.
No, she is. I'm the just throw it all in.
No, I think that's what she means by Jenga.
Yeah,
like, as long as water hits it, doesn't matter.
As long as it's set and it fits, she just
oh,
throws it
yeah,
in.
That's
yeah.
Oh, that's
you're thinking
yeah.
Tetris.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm
yeah.
being Tetris.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm Jenga too. As yeah. long as it fits,
that's the two types of dishwasher loaded. Jenga or Tetris. Are you a Tetris loader or a Jenga loader?
Or Jenga loader. But yeah.
So you love the dishwasher?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
just
use it
got
all the time.
One and it became a thing a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So that's why we're mentioning it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here all comes right. Sean.
Oh, that was right on top in tribute to Mindy.
Are we nearing the end?
We are.
We're right. about 36 minutes in.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Oh, man, we're going to get
so
at least
long.
Valeria one more.
Okay.
Maybe two.
Nope.
You're like her when I asked if I could call her Val. Nope. Nope. My God.
You tried to draw me into something on the air the other day, and I was
I
just
know,
like,
you're like, nope.
He even was, like, startled by it.
Yeah.
He asked me a question on the air, and I just said, nope.
I
wouldn't
know.
Go there, and he was
no.
like, oh.
Do this with your floss. Just try to use it twice.
No.
I guarantee it'll change your life.
No, thank you.
You guys are
what
so
brand cool. is the alligator one?
They're little alligators. They don't have brands.
It's not a brand.
They use little alligators.
Well, the fact that they last 2 to 3 days is pretty good.
Well, because I don't have time to string that the stuff out.
Okay.
The other stuff that comes in the coil.
Because our kids yeah. have the ones that are like they just look like little hooks with
okay.
the floss.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I have used it a couple times. I don't like it. But it as soon as you use it once, it's all
yeah, I feel
like
it's done.
Bent and crooked. And
I don't get bent or crooked.
The alligators are
fancy.
Tough.
Alligators.
Yeah, like fancy alligators.
Fancy.
All right, Sean.
We'll go with fancy, Sean. Ooh, that's a long one, Sean.
It's another non-question.
Did you summarize
it's another
it,
non-question.
Yeah,
but
it's worth the discussion.
Might as well. I've already dedicated my time to reading it. This is from Frank in Goldsboro. Good morning, Joe. First, I want to say thank you for providing the water vapor loop.
Oh.
Now that's real meteorology.
Yes.
But
upper level
you do
flow.
Have competition. There is a part-time meteorologist on WNEP that shows the water vapor loop. And now on to the real meat of the email.
Well, first of all, who's he referring to?
Didn't say. Way? I'm going to guess. It
did was Tyler?
Probably Tyler, maybe.
Tyler, okay.
I don't know.
I hope he does. I don't know.
I was in the United States Army, both active duty and National Guard, for over 26 years.
Thank
I've
you.
Seen latrine stalls with walls and doors, with just walls, with no walls. In Iraq, we had field latrines that the Seabees had built for the Marines we were working with. Those latrines were right on the edge of the camp. There were no doors. You had a view that looked out into the desert and saw nothing for miles. Oh, yeah, those latrines didn't have toilet seats. You were sitting on the wood. Thank God I never got a splinter. And then once a day, we had to burn our waste.
Oh!
My God.
Wow.
So this is referring to, Valeria, the fact that we're having new bathrooms here, remodels.
Okay.
So I opened
up
the bathroom
photo.
Door a couple weeks ago, and there were two toilets right next to each other. Look
no,
at the picture.
Oh, yeah, I did. I
and
saw
a
that,
urinal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm
Sean,
like,
is there a way to show this to the dear viewers?
Yeah, so
Joe puts it really close to
this
that
is
middle
what,
camera.
This is what I walked.
Get right up in there.
This is what I walked into.
Perfect.
Perfect.
There's what I walked into a couple weeks ago. It was two seated toilets and a urinal, no walls. And I'm thinking, who is going to use this? Who is going to?
His post just said, now what?
Now, yeah. So you can't go into a bathroom and sit there like an animal.
Yeah.
And then without a wall there. So
it just is funny because it's
and now this guy's saying that he, in the military, that's it.
Well, he's
that's
had
a,
all kinds
what,
of
yeah.
variations.
Yeah.
No
so
doors,
he's saying
no
that Snedeker, you're a pampered baby. Look at in the military. Yeah. This is what you do.
They deal.
But
they
did
do
you
it.
See the design of the new ones, though? They're just like knee walls.
Oh, I heard this
so
is the new.
So it's only like this high so you can talk to the person.
There's no way.
What?
No way.
He's kidding.
No, but I heard the new ones. Did you hear this?
Floor to ceiling.
Oh, wow.
Total
because
price.
I heard the ladies don't even want to see whose foot it is next door
feet.
Because they can identify each other and that causes an issue. I don't think guys care about that.
That's so funny.
So now we have these almost like sealed coffins where you're not going to be able to identify any part of the person. Mm-hmm. Shoes, socks, pants, nothing. This is what's coming.
As we call them, poop closets.
Yeah.
Like when you look at like a house or you're staying in a hotel and there's like a separate little room for the toilet.
Oh, to the shower, yeah.
Yeah, we call them poop closets.
That's so
funny. I don't think I've ever been into a workplace or public bathroom where the stalls go all the way to the floor. I can't even comprehend what
this is. I can't think of that.
Have you?
Fancier places. I think the mall. That kind of thing.
Really? Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen that.
At Lehigh Valley where I used to
Back to the Lehigh Valley.
That is a really nice mall.
That's on the other side of the tunnel.
We just got into our plumbing.
Remember, we're 20 years behind up here. Mm-hmm. Other side of the tunnel.
Joe's photo just led to a big debate when that showed on TV, just because you take away the stalls. It's the same space. You're still the same clothes together as you would, but one little piece of metal makes it way more comfortable.
Now, if you really had to, would you?
Yeah.
If that were this situation, there were no
without being able to lock the door?
Right.
No, I wouldn't.
So anybody could just walk in.
I'd run outside.
Wouldn't do it.
Just hold it.
That morning on the air, he said he was going out behind the cabin.
I'd go outside before. Well, I said this too. This happened to me once. Don't ever be that person. I don't think the ladies have to worry about this. I'm at the urinal, all right?
This podcast ends up at this place.
I know. Well, I'm at the urinal. And then I start getting out of the urinal. By the way, when I was at the urinal, I saw someone sitting on the toilet next to me. I'm done. I leave the urinal. This guy bursts out of the stall. Hey! Hi, Joe! And rushes to the hand washer before I even get there. Wouldn't you wait?
Yeah.
If I were on the bathroom,
wait till the door
down,
closes.
I'd be like, someone's urinating in the urinal. I'll wait till they leave, then I'll come out. This guy like burst out like it was Christmas morning. Like, hey, I'm here.
I'll never do it again.
I'm not telling you who it was, but who would do that?
That's a good one.
What kind of animal does this? You wait.
Yeah.
Because it's like secretive and embarrassing. You stay in the stall until you're done.
Mm-hmm.
Your pick.
You stay until the coast is clear is what you wait
for.
And then
you come out.
Yeah, and then you come out. All right, Valeria, I'm skipping. You're going to do the last one here because we're out of time.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's going to be a bathroom question.
Let's hope it's a good one.
Let's hope not. We always end up in the bathroom.
They take us there. We go where the people take us.
Okay. And who crumbles these?
Joe. Crumble them up.
Joe. Okay.
I hope she gets a good question.
Me too. We got it. Well, let's keep doing it until she
gets all this time, that's the first time anyone's asked who crumbles them.
Really?
Yeah. That could be the question. I do.
All right.
I'm a crumbler.
This one's pretty good.
And I reuse floss.
Okay, it says, hello, WNEP crew, and maybe special guests.
This is perfect.
It says, you have the brown bag, but have you noticed most grocery stores don't have brown bags or even any bags anymore?
Oh.
When the cashier would ask, paper or plastic, what was your go-to bag? Do you have a collection of bags at your house? Howie from Mountaintop.
That's a good question. So what do you do?
So I have reusable bags, and I take them from my house when I'm done doing groceries and put them in my trunk. So every time I do groceries, I have
That's
bags.
The thing now, right? That's what my wife does.
That's my big fail.
Yeah.
Is we have the reusable bags. We bring them in, unload everything, forget to put them in the car, get to where we're going, and we don't have
John's making a face.
Sometimes I don't.
We have so many of those reusable shopping bags all over the place. And then I get to the store, I go to the back of the car to get them, and they're not there.
They're not there.
This is my life. And then, I can't believe this is universal.
I see these bags everywhere I look.
My wife has 100,000 of these things.
And I get to this door, and we don't have them in the car, I don't have them. Especially if you go to the ones that don't have bags at all. Because some stores...
Yeah, then you're like out carrying stuff.
Or you hope that they have like some leftover boxes sometimes to line them up at the front and you can load those up.
you hit the bullseye. Yeah. My wife has bags in bags to save bags.
Sometimes I forget to load them back in the car.
Because I don't know the story behind them, so I just like shake my head and walk away.
Leave them there.
There's bags everywhere.
We could pack up our whole house in the amount of bags that we have in our house, but sometimes I go to the store and I don't have any.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone do this, or does this make me a lowlife? I get the plastic bags from wherever, and then we put them around the liners of the bathroom garbage.
We do that.
We'll reuse that one.
Because we still get a lot of plastic bags too.
Yeah, so that's a good use for them. My wife has a plastic reusable bag dispenser in the closet. So you put them all in there and you pull them out at the bottom.
I need that. I have them just crumbled up in one of my cabinets.
Yep.
You hear that, folks? If anyone's listening, send Valeria a plastic bag recycler disposal thing.
My grandfather was always like fidgeting and making things. And when I was a kid, he would take like the 2 or even at the time 3 liter bottles, cut the top off. And tuck the bags into that.
That's a
and
good
you pull
idea.
It out the bottom.
And then
but how do you get them? When you pull one out, why wouldn't the other ones just stay in there? Why would they follow?
Well, no, I mean you could like tip it over and pull it out. Like they're gonna all that.
I don't know if they'd go into that little nozzle where you.
No, you cut that.
Oh, cut that out.
Yeah.
Bigger.
Yeah.
Bigger. Interesting.
And then they all just stuff right in there. They're just organized.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to end this, and Valeria is going to tell us what you thought about it, and then you're going to go back to the Lehigh Valley where all the high-class people live and leave us here.
Close by.
No, I'm just kidding. So it was good. Worth your time?
I had a lot of fun.
Hit the bell at all?
No, I didn't. I had a lot of fun, though.
Oh, it was good having you.
It was not good. It was great.
It was great.
Thank you.
It was awesome.
It was nice.
And any final thoughts?
I don't know. I do like the brown bag, though.
Isn't that nice, huh?
Yeah.
Where could people find you if you want to hook up social or find your news stories, anything you got? You do Instagram, you do Facebook, you do everything.
I have my Facebook and my Instagram. They're all Valeria Quinones.
Okay.
And then you could probably find it by putting WNEP next to it or something like that.
Do you think Facebook is for old people like me?
No. Okay. I think a lot of people probably use Facebook more than Instagram.
All right.
Yeah.
And most importantly, get your next questions into...
The Brown Bag at brownbag@WNEP.com.
brownbag@WNEP.com. Valeria. Don't call her Val.
Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything, Mr. Curiosity.